of the Living Geek.
We'll start in 3, 2. Here I am counting myself down when I can just start whenever.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, welcome to an Andy-less edition of Outwit, Outplay, Outcast, a Survivor podcast on the Night of Living Geeks Network, where we are going to be talking about Season 33, Episode 12, Slayed the Survivor Dragon. Yeah, Andy's baby is being a little baby, and I realize that's an overused joke, but we haven't said it for a while because she's been on pretty good behavior, so he's not with us tonight.
Yeah, she's been on good behavior, like a prisoner.
Basically, yeah, yeah. They put her on timeout, and now they got to put her in the box. Yeah. You got to show babies who's the boss. I don't know, but or the boss could be Baby Boss, what? Played by Alec Baldwin.
I saw that you have to show babies young Tony Danza. Is that what you're saying?
No, I think we all understand that Angela was the boss in that situation. Estelle Getty? No, that wasn't. Shoot, I can't remember her name.
No, that's not even close.
Angela? No, wait. Oh, Mona. Mona was the boss. I couldn't think of her name. Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mona was the boss.
Yeah, the other one was something Light. Judith Light.
I don't think I've ever heard her real name before.
Judith Light. That's some good dredging the memory. Oh, I love me. This is why I'm so good at trivia. Anyway. we will get started. Or, I don't know what the hell I said there. Okay, anyway, so this... It's a good thing I have the power to edit. I'm going to get rid of this note here because it's just Andy saying, oh, I'm going to lose. Fuck him.
Dude, yeah, seriously. You're going to lose, Andy. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on. I got one dude left who's not going to win anything. So. Yeah.
Also, it's like, sure, he gave me Jay, but Adam is scoring a hell of points also. And Adam's the one who's going to win this game as a whole, so whatever, dude. Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to give him Jay back as consolation or anything, but whatever, dude. Oh, shoot, this also means since he's not here, I can't do the one bet that I had a thought of. I was thinking what we should do for a bet is pick who we think is actually going to win overall, like right now.
But, oh, yeah, we should probably do that.
Oh, well, nah, it's too late since he's not here. And
whatever, he can pick afterwards and we just add it in.
Nah, it's all right. We'll forget that.
No, I need some way to get points, goddammit. I'm like 30 behind now.
Yeah, you need a lot more than that, so it's not like... It's fine. Who do you even have left? Let me scroll all the way down. You have Brett? Yeah. I feel like he has a pretty decent chance.
No. He might be able to win any challenges, and he's not going to win the whole thing.
Maybe he'll just murder everyone.
Maybe.
Yeah. But this episode, well, actually, no, it didn't begin with Brett. It began with Will. Will was crowing to himself about how he's in charge and running the game. And my prediction as soon as I heard that was that he was going to be going. And sure enough, in this double episode, he's gone in the first 30 minutes. So, oops.
Yeah. I put there, he's got new contestant for the stupidest thing anyone's ever said on Survivor. I'm just going to keep switching back and forth on everyone until I win.
Yeah.
How the hell in what fucking universe do you think screwing everybody over and over again is going to make them vote for you?
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. If you can't be trusted, then they're going to get rid of you. And so you're not even going to make the final council. And if you do make it, like you're saying, they're just going to all remember, yeah, you played us, and you played us real bad, and I'm here because of it, and they're probably going to hold it against you. I mean, okay, in the past, there have been people who have gotten away with it, like Todd in China. But that's because Todd was a lot more charismatic than Will. Todd was great.
I don't remember who Todd is. Who's Todd?
Todd was the winner in that season. He was the one who got everyone all voted out, and then the first thing he did when he was making his opening statement was, oh my god, I'm so glad you guys are up there and not me, and I mean, I hope you realize that I put you up there.
What does he look like? I don't remember. I don't remember that name at all.
He was a skinny little gay Mormon. He was up against Amanda and, I always forget her name, Courtney. You don't remember him at all?
No, I don't remember him at all.
Yeah, he looked like a guy. I mean, that's the thing. It's like, he was fairly handsome and young, but I mean, he didn't look too distinguished. He was skinny and short, and that was about it. He was a good player, but
Well, I mean, they're all skinny at the end.
Yeah, exactly. Actually, not so.
Well, I mean, if they start off really big.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean. And actually, kind of think of it, both of the people who got voted out today lost over 20 pounds. So, yeah, they are both fairly skinny. But as I was saying, Will is crowing, then even as he's doing that, you got Brett just saying, like, can you believe this guy? He thinks he's in charge. And so that's how I knew he was going to be going. Like, Brett just started plotting against him immediately.
Yeah, that's my one boy.
Yeah. poor guy. I mean, like Brett realizes that Will is just smart guy. He's okay, but he just demands to be respected, even though he hasn't done anything to earn it. So Brett and Adam and Sunday form a little alliance, and they're out to get David, but, I mean, it very quickly becomes an anti-Will alliance. Yeah.
Well, I mean, his plan was, I'm going to make you respect me by screwing you over.
Yeah. That doesn't work, dude. Also, did he even... Yeah, no, I guess he kind of got his way in this last one, but that's the thing is... This whole season, the theme of this season has been it's the tall daisy that gets its head chopped off. Like, the person who sticks out as, like, I just made a move, they're the ones that go next. It happens to Will in this episode. It happened to Zeke before. Other people.
The second half, not so much.
No, shoot. It almost happened a couple episodes ago, but they couldn't decide who to vote out, and so they drew rocks. So even at that point, it's still... Yeah. Anyway, though, they skipped... After that, like, they skipped straight to immunity, and that was... I didn't know it was a double immunity episode. I didn't realize this was the second to last episode. That's really silly.
This episode is pretty much all challenge.
Yeah, it was challenge, and then... Like, this one had barely any maneuvering, any scramble. I have a feeling that's because it became very obvious very fast that Will was going home. The only real drama was whether they could flush out Jay's idol. And since Jay won immunity here, it didn't really matter.
Darn it.
Yeah. It was a pretty cool challenge, though. They had to carry their little discs all the way through an obstacle course and then without dropping them. I mean, they could carry, like, two at a time if they wanted, but that would be super slow. You could, if you were a Superman, you could carry 10 at once. But then you would take those discs, and you would, like, throw them skee-ball style, and that was really fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was just, I don't know.
Yeah, apparently Jay's pretty good at skee-ball.
So. Seriously, dude. Well, it's like I said, I mean, I've been saying it all year. This guy has nothing to do in his life except smoke weed and do carnival games.
Well, maybe. That makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. But he wins, and then he starts giving a really douchey victory speech. And that's the thing. It's like...
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, like, every time I start to like him, he does something that just makes me go, fuck this guy. I cannot stand him. By the end of the episode, I had turned a corner on him. We'll get to that when we get to our second immunity. Second tribal challenge council thing. Yeah, I've turned a corner on him. Do you like him yet, or you still hate the guy?
No, I think he's a fuckface.
What's a fuckface on clown stick?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Jay wins. Good job. Gets me points. Then there's a scramble where Will all of a sudden thinks that he's the one dictating everything. So he's trying to get David out. But the thing is, everyone's been doing that for a while now, and it hasn't worked yet.
Yeah, be like, it's your fault he didn't go out last time.
Yeah. So. And then not only that, but he's heralding it as this big strategic push, right? But it's like, people have tried three times to get him out. You're not some genius for having come up with that idea. Like, Will's saying we need to get rid of David. Adam realizes that it's in his better interest to get rid of Will because you got to get rid of him before he actually does. Like, you can't trust him. And you got to get rid of him before he builds that resume, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Hannah is the voice of reason, though, saying, like, no. This is our opportunity to get rid of David. Please get rid of him. But ultimately, she realizes she's outvoted and outgunned. It's like, what are you going to do in that situation? Are you going to stand up and screw everyone over? No. That's dumb.
Yeah. Well.
hey, I like her. Because here's the thing, right? Like, she definitely understands the game. She's definitely smart enough to play it and see what the situation is. I just don't think she has the temperament to, like, stab someone in the back.
I was going to, you know, say it a more,
No, go ahead. Say it.
What's the word I'm looking for? I was going to say it a more, like, straightforward. She doesn't have the balls to do it.
Oh, she doesn't have the ovaries to do it. I get you.
Well, yeah, that's what I was like, well, no, that doesn't make any sense. Of course she doesn't have balls.
It's like, I don't know if it's a thing of guts or if it's a thing of heart, but at any rate, like, she can't bring herself to get rid of David. She can't bring herself to get rid of Ken.
She can't bring herself to stop looking at Ken.
Well, can you? I mean, Ken is he's a handsome dude. Yeah, but we'll go into Tribal Council now, because they get into Tribal, and then Jay starts to realize that, you know, he's lost, essentially. Like, I mean, he's going to keep on going, but he has no power anymore. His entire alliance is out in the jury.
Yeah. Was that the first one or the second one where he pointed that out?
That was the first one.
Was it? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know, wow, my alliance is all not here. Like, you think one of them would have figured out, shit, they're all sitting over there. We should probably get rid of Jay.
Yeah, like, that's the thing.
All of the jury is going to vote for him.
Everyone on that jury likes him. He didn't screw anyone over. So they really should be, well, obviously they can't get rid of him this time around. Because that's the other thing. Not only are all of his friends on there, but he keeps winning immunity challenges. So even if he gets to the end, even people who weren't in his alliance are still going to be inclined to vote for him, because he's outwitted them, he's outlasted them, and he's definitely outplayed them. What's really impressed me with this one, actually with this entire episode, but specifically with this tribal council, is that Adam is already working the jury. Like, the first thing he says when Jeff Probst asks him a question is, like, something along the lines of, you know, there's a lot of people on the jury who made big moves, and then that put targets on their back, and that's why they're there right now. So he's already trying to get them on his side by buttering them up and saying, you guys played really well, but, you know, we played a little bit better, that sort of thing. Yeah, so I don't know. I think he's doing a good job of running this thing. He is my early pick, Adam, that is, to win.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Well, you got someone else? Who do you think's going to get it?
Oh, I think what they were all saying was true. See, you know, because, like, it depends on who's there with him. Because, like, if by some miracle I agree with them, if David makes it to the end, he's definitely going to win. Unless the other person up there with him is Jay.
Ooh, wow. Between David, Jay, and Adam, that would be a rough one.
I don't know, because I don't think it, because they don't like Adam.
Well, no. Yeah, that's weird. I was thinking about that as we go along, because, all right, well, we'll screw out. Will gets voted out, and then they do that's when Adam and, what's his name? Adam and Jay start bonding. And that's the thing is, I think you're right. They don't like him, even though he hasn't really done anything, except, you know, get him voted out and all that kind of stuff. You know, like the standard game things. But that whole storyline this season of Adam and Jay, I've really enjoyed that. And, like, it comes to a head in this episode. It's Jay and Adam, they're just sitting together and they're talking about...
In the hammock.
They had already... Yeah, they started off bonding immediately after this tribal council. Because Jay, as much as I started this episode disliking him, he's kind of a good sportsman. Like, he's telling Adam, like, look, you beat me, and you're not rubbing it in. I appreciate that. You just keep believing you, and you keep screwing me over, and I'm the one who keeps falling for it. And that's not that you can't be trusted. It's that you're good at playing this game.
My favorite part when they're laying there talking to each other, and he's like, you're trying to get me to play my idol, man. He's like, I have to. And he's just like, I hate you.
Yeah, right? It's like, at that point...
No, but that's my point, though, is, and then, like, Adam laughs, but, like, I don't think he's joking, dude.
No,
hates you.
They do like, okay, it's like he said, because he even started saying this a little bit in the previous episode, last week, where they were saying, you know, we're a bit of a yin and yang, we don't like each other, but we respect each other, and I think he is starting to realize, like, oh, no, Adam is not a bad guy, and I think that's what it was, because early on, the story was cool kid Jay and all of the other popular boys are getting together with the popular girls and they're just going to vote out all the nerds. And then the nerd survives, you know, and not only does Adam survive, he gets over and gets rid of Taylor and Figgy and Michelle, and then also gets rid of his fellow nerds who helped him out. So he gets rid of Zeke. He gets rid of Will. Will was sort of his last ally, and Will more or less got himself out. But you get the point. Like he realizes, oh god, I've been beaten, and I've been beaten fair and square. This guy hasn't, like, cheated or anything. And when you're out there with someone for 30 days, I think he really is just like, you know what, I guess I do like this guy a little.
Yeah, I don't see that.
Well, I don't think they're going to be going to each other's houses for Christmas, you know, but I think that they're going to come out of this with a mutual respect. Like Zeke and David, I really could see them hanging out afterwards, you know, except for one's in New York and the other's
they didn't like hate each other. They just happened to be in different alliances.
Yeah. They had a nice mutual respect for one another. And then one won and the other didn't. In this, though, like, I think they really do, like, have at least some sort of understanding, and they're not antagonistic anymore. And that was a really...
Anymore.
Oh, no. When they started out, man, Jay was just like, I hate Adam. Yeah, but no, my survivor baby, my boy Adam, he's working that jury. Even when he's bonding with Adam, with Jay, he's telling him exactly how this game is going to go down and he's working him right there. Like, if Jay gets on the jury, he's showing him, like, even before coming out and telling him that his mom has cancer, he's telling him, like, all of the game reasons why he's doing what he's doing, getting rid of him and screwing him over and all that kind of stuff. So it's nothing personal, blah, 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 all that kind of thing. He is working everyone. I love my baby boy.
Okay.
My homeless shelter manager son, my survivor son. He's a good guy.
Oh, he makes it to the end. There's definitely nobody going to doubt that he was playing the whole time.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was impressed.
He's been all over it.
Yeah. He switched alliances a couple times, but even then, he kind of got off scot clean. Like, they don't seem to hold it against him except for the people who are on the jury, and that might be a problem. That was pretty much the only thing that really happened between immunity challenges. So we'll just go over on to the next one, which was a really cool challenge. It was neat. It was kind of like Plinko, but with a skee ball element. I really keep going back to skee ball. You would throw a ball up, and then you had until it reached the bottom to work on a puzzle. And if you didn't grab your ball in time, it would go into like a rain gutter system, and it would just very slowly go back and forth. And you weren't allowed to start working on your puzzle again until your ball hit the bottom. It was genius.
Yeah. No, that was the only one. Like, I haven't seen a challenge in a long time. I looked at it, I was like, dude, that looks hella fun. I want to do that.
Yeah. Normally the only ones that get me like that are like when they have the big old trampolines or whatever towards the end. And they have to like run through a maze of spider web bungee cords and stuff in order to get things. Those look hella fun.
Yeah. Even Brett said something like that. He was like, well, that was fun, but fuck, that was hard.
Well, like what David, when they came out, he was just like, what? Oh my god, this looks so fun. Yeah, everyone had a good time on this one. The best time, though, was had by Ken, who managed to win. He was putting his puzzle together, and he thought he had won. Unfortunately, he couldn't spell. But, again...
He made a nice save when he was talking to Jeff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was just like, yeah, towards the end, he's like, I guess 36 days you can't of not eating, you forget how to spell a couple of times. But again, though, Adam comes through because Adam realizes he's out of this challenge. He's not doing such a great job. And so what he needs to do is ensure that David doesn't win, because what he and his other folks have come up with was the idea of they need both Adam and David. God damn it. They need... See, I see them both as the same person now, even though they're yin and yang. They need both Jay and David to lose, because they need Jay to play his idol, and they need David to be voted out. And so he cannot allow David, who is doing a reasonably good job...
He was close, but no. You're missing the point here. He did not, he was not worried about David winning. That was bullshit he told the Jay. He was worried about Jay winning.
Well, that was a wonderful moment when Adam starts helping Ken. He's like, look, I will tell you when your ball's about to hit the bottom. You just go and get it. And Jay just looks at him. He's like, seriously, dude?
Oh, God. See, that's why I fucking hate Jay, because when they get back in their, to the camp, that's what it's called. When they get back to camp, and they're like, congratulations, Ken. And then after Ken walks away, he has the fucking, like, the douchiest. He didn't win. Adam helped him. Like,
yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah, I know. It's sore loserdom, but, he recovered all right. Because, like, the old Jay, the early Jay when he had Taylor and Fit. God, I can't remember what her first name was, so now I got to call her Figgy. I hate that name, though. Anyway, when Taylor and Figgy were there, he would have been like, that Adam dude, I can't believe he was doing that. That's so messed up. I can't believe, why would he help someone else out? Blah, blah, blah. He cheated, da-da-da-da-da. But this, he was like, man, you just wanted to not lose that badly, huh? You needed to make sure, David. Oh, God, I can't believe you did that. And he seemed to get over it pretty quickly, aside from the whole camp.
Well,
didn't win.
No, he got over it quickly because he told him, I was doing that so David couldn't win.
Yeah, yeah. And now you got to play your idol. And he's like, oh, Jesus Christ. No, I thought that was really cool. The other really thing that I really loved from this was all of the faces the people were making when their ball would hit the ground. There were some grumpy cat faces going on. It was really funny. So here's the one thing. So Adam's early plan is get rid of David. All right, cool, great. Yeah. That's obviously going to work. I mean, things in this show always work out exactly as you plan them. What ends up happening this time is Hannah makes a move. And it might be her first real move of the game that she does on her own initiative. If you remember earlier on when she got, I think it was Mari voted out, she had done it at the prompting of Michelle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
During the tribal.
Yeah. Oh, God, that was so confusing. That's a no-win situation to be in right there. But this is her first actual move where she tries to get out Sunday. And I realize it's not a great idea because Sunday's a goat.
What the hell she was thinking?
No. Okay, I've ciphered this out because I was trying to figure it out myself. And it's not, in any other circumstances, it would be a bad idea. But for her, in this circumstance, it's her best move. Like, she has a lot of bad moves that she can make, and this is the least bad one. Because if they get Sunday voted out, she can say, look, I was instrumental in getting her out, and because I wanted to see the best players at the end. She can tell the jury that. I don't think they'll believe it, but she can tell them that. Likewise, if David goes, then that's a feather in Adam's cap. She doesn't get any benefit from Adam, or from David leaving. That's a pure victory for Adam that more or less ensures that Adam would win the game. If David stays, though, she can say, look, I made this move, and because of that, David's here. And then maybe they can get him voted out next week. Again, I don't really think so. I don't think he's got that. I think he's in towards the end. But this gives her at least a chance to say something.
I don't think that's going to make any difference. I don't think, nobody's going to be like, whoo, you got out somebody who wasn't a threat. Big fucking deal.
Yeah. No, you're right, and I don't disagree with you. It is too little too late, but at the same time, it's like, what else can she do? She can't just lay down and become a goat.
She's been one for a while.
No, I mean, early on, she made a, like, okay, because she was on the outside of the Taylor, Figgy, Jay, Triforce, bullshit alliance. She was on the outside of that, and she managed to work her way up to the top. So she did some useful stuff. Granted, like, as I said, all that useful stuff she did early on was at someone else's behest. But she wasn't being dragged there. She was actually a valuable part of those alliances. And now, at least she's doing something. Like, there's other people who are just like, well, like Sunday, for example, she would have just, I guess I'll just go to the end with you. I don't need to make a play. I'll just go to the end and hope that people like me.
Yeah.
So, like I said, I mean, go on.
It was, you know, the problem with Hannah is she's one of the ones where I think, like, she gets in, there's no way in hell she's going to win. But, you know, I thought that about Michelle last season. So, wait. You know, she won.
I don't remember last season at all.
Was that her name, Michelle? I think that was her name.
No. Shit. Because honestly, I've already forgotten last season.
Tall, pretty girl. At least I think she was tall. I think maybe I just think she's tall because she was really thin.
Our champion last week. Oh, yeah. Michelle Fitzgerald.
Yeah, see? Argue with me.
No. I don't remember her at all. She's a bartender.
She won last season and you already forgot about her?
I don't remember her at all. Ghalib, in his parting words, declared that Fitzgerald probably wasn't going to win, even comparing her to a little puppy still suckling at the teat. Wow, Jesus.
Yeah.
No, I don't remember. Well, apparently she was born in 1990, though. Yeah, I don't remember her at all. That's so funny. I remember Aubrey. Man, poor Aubrey. I liked Aubrey. Ty screwed it up at the end. Sorry, that's last season, which I've already put out of my mind. And this one, though, no, I agree with you. This probably is not going to help her in the long run. But it at least gives her her best chance. Like, if she makes a good... Like, if she wins an immunity challenge, which won't happen, and if she she engineers another... Like, say she somehow engineers getting David out, which won't happen, then she can really make the case of, look what I did. I was really good at this. If she wins the next immunity and doesn't take a goat, like, gets bred out because she's like, you know what? I want to go against the best of the best, that sort of thing. Maybe she can make a case for herself. And then, even then, it's a hard sell. Like, she has to give the final tribal council pitch of her life in order to win. But that's the thing, is she's at least putting herself in a position where that might happen. It won't. Yeah, that's about the right response. The other thing, as we said here, is that Jay and Adam were bonding over their mothers, which... Okay, no, I kind of agree with you when it comes to people using their family as to score points with other people. But in this case, it worked for me because, number one, we're like, what, day 35, I think, whatever?
35, yeah.
Yeah, 34, 35. And Adam hadn't mentioned his mom at all to anyone. And the one person he mentions it to is his chief rival, who also has a mother who I thought it was cancer, but apparently it was brain aneurysms. I don't know. Maybe
something
bad. Yeah, maybe Jay's just not smart enough to know there's a difference between cancer and aneurysms. I don't know. You know, and so I feel like that was a good, like, that wasn't exploiting it too much. Like, that was kind of just a genuine moment where they're just now bonding for the first time.
That remains to be seen. I mean, I'm going to be so fucking pissed if he's, like, in the final three or whatever and he brings it up.
I practically guarantee he will. Like, and
I still don't understand his argument about it. Like, it's so much important for me to win because she has cancer. Like, what? You having $1 million will not give her a miracle cure.
No. He explained it, or at least he explained his view of it. He said, this is really important to me. I need to win because my mom is dying and she's going to watch this and I want her to be proud of me for winning. Now, I mean, she'll be proud of him anyway. You know what I mean? She's not going to be like, you came in second. You've disgraced the family. Bleh, I'm dead now. And she's not going to be like that. She's going to be proud of her son no matter what. But that's the thing. That's his mindset where he's like, look, I want to win this for her. Like I want one of the last things that she sees on this planet before she goes to Kolob. I don't know if she's Kobol. No, Kolob, okay. Sorry. Kobol is Kobol is Battlestar. Kolob is Mormon Church.
Is Kolob?
Kolob is the planet that Jesus lives on in the Mormon Church. Not that he's Mormon. For some reason I've decided that he's Mormon. I don't know. Because he looks like that clean cut all American boy. But anyway, I mean, the last thing that she sees will be her son cashing in $1 million check. Is hopefully the thing. The problem is, you know, this was filmed a year ago. Ooh, she's probably dead by now.
Yeah,
that's... I hope she's alive. I hope her cancer went to spontaneous remission, but I just... the odds are not good. So, shall we get into the tribal council itself?
Oh, sure.
all right, cool. Basically, they just they bamboozled Jay and he wasted his idol. Everything else worked exactly. Yeah. Everything else worked exactly as they thought it would.
All right. Now, I have to criticize David's plan. Because, you know, we need to give Jay at least one vote. What? No. No, you don't. You may have to make him think he's getting voted for, so he wastes it. It doesn't matter if you actually give him a vote, so long as he uses his goddamn idol.
Yeah, who actually voted for him? I should have checked that, because, you know, on Wikipedia they have all of the vote counts. I want to see who that was.
Probably
Survivor Millennials versus Gen X. Here we go. So the person who voted for him at the end was... Jay... Sunday. Oh, okay, so apparently they just didn't clue Sunday in on this thing.
No, they did. That's the point. That was part of the plan, is they decided they were going to give him one vote.
Yeah, and it was Sunday who gave it to him, and she was the one that... Because even David voted for her. The people who voted for David were Brett, interesting, and Jay.
And Jay, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't look at the votes as they were cast at the end, so this is new information to me. Hmm. David was... Or not David. David wasn't trying to suicide himself. Brett suicided himself. To play devil's advocate, though, there is... I can see one corner case scenario where they would have given Jay one vote. What? And that's if there's another idol out there, which they don't necessarily know about. Now, they should have been smarter. The editors should have been smarter and at least shown them talking about it.
But that wouldn't have made any difference.
Well, no, it would have. So say...
If Jay played his idol and the other person played their idol, no matter what, Jay's idol is useless.
No, because then there would have been a revote. What would have happened if, let's say...
Yeah, was David's idea, was to make them go into revote, because then it'll be a 3-3 tie. Why the fuck would you want to do that?
No, well,
give him any votes, and then you'll get Sunday out either way. Like,
no, because, all right, say it ends up 3 votes on David, 3 votes on Sunday, 1 vote on Jay, and somebody had played idols. Then Jay would have gone home, because he would have had 1 vote, so it would have canceled out Sunday's, and it would have canceled out David's.
No, but the point was to make Jay play his idol, so they were already counting on the vote for him not counting.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay. No, you're right.
Goddamn sin. So according to David, they should force a tie. But why the hell would you force a tie? If just all 4 of you voted for Sunday, then there would be no tie and she would be gone no matter what.
Yeah, he might have just been overthinking it. That's one of those things. Or maybe it makes sense in some other weird obscure rule that we don't know. But yeah, most likely it was probably just him derping around. Yeah. Derp. All right. Yeah, that's pretty much it. We'll go on. So I actually watched Ponderosa this time. Andy didn't, because he said that he just doesn't want to see either of these people ever again. And I'm really glad that I saw it. Ponderosa, these were 2 good episodes.
I don't think Andy's message is that, I don't know what the word is. I think it's more apathetic.
I
don't want to see them. Like, I just don't give a fuck if I see them.
Well, whatever his actual reasoning is, he doesn't want to see him, and so he didn't watch it. And so I was like, fine, I guess I'll see it. Klaxon, klaxon, klaxon. Hi, listeners, it's Nick, interrupting our own podcast, because while editing it, I realized, good God, the next 15 minutes are really boring. It's just me talking about Ponderosa. Suffice it to say, go watch these 2 videos. Sunday's is kind of heartwarming, watching her make up with Jessica and all that kind of stuff, and Will's is actually really funny because they prank him really, really well, but you definitely don't need to hear me talk about them for as long as the 2 episodes combined, so I will put you right back into the episode. Alright, you're rejoining now. Klaxon! Klaxon! Klaxon!
I want to mention Andy's comment right there. It's like, we're sad we're not going to have an auction. I'm like, how the hell do you know?
Yeah.
There's still 6 people left. They could have, like, fucking 10 more challenges still.
It's weird. Know what they're gonna do. It's kind of weird now that I think about it, because this is the last, or there's 1 more episode. They're going to eliminate 3 people in 1 episode. Oh, I guess it'll be a 2-hour episode, huh?
Well, of course.
Yeah.
That's good, because usually they get it down to 5 or 4, and then there's like an hour of absolutely nothing happening.
I like that, man, those times, though.
No.
Yeah, you're right.
Stupid.
You're right, though. They could do an auction, and if Andy were here, we could bet on it. But no, fucking stupid-ass Andy isn't here, and that's why you're going to lose. I'm sorry. On the other hand, I get to win, so I don't really care that much. And but I did win
one bet.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I don't think he gave you points for that. Oh, no, he didn't.
Yeah, he did. This is right there.
So we'll get it. So we actually had a bet resolve. Yay! That Jay would fuck up and use his idol in the wrong way. And you know what? He did. Congratulations. You get points. Points, 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 points.
Woo! 3.
You should.
Now I'm only, 25 points behind you?
Yeah.
27, excuse me.
All right. So anyway, the teams will go in order of points. Unfortunately, yeah, Brian, you got a whopping 6 points this week.
Woo!
Because Brett survived twice. And there was no reward challenge whatsoever, which is weird. So that gave you 6 points. You get another 3 from me. You're welcome. That puts you at a total of 134, which is a respectable score.
No,
except, unfortunately, Andy here, he started with 132, so he was just a little bit behind you, or above you, whatever. And then he got 9 points, and then another 8 points, for a total of 149. Sorry, man. I, on the other hand, I get 11 and then 9, and then I lose 3, which leaves me at 161. So I'm feeling pretty good about this. Feeling pretty good going forward.
See, damn it, Andy, if you were here, we could make a 30-point bet, you son of a bitch.
Why would he do that? Yeah, wow, I have all my people
because
left.
Because then if he wins, he'll win, that's why.
Oh my god, you know what's going to be amazing? What if my whole team are the final 3?
Right?
Fuck. Oh, that'd be great. Brett's
those guys
gone.
You've had for like fucking 12 episodes now. Mm, god damn it.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Yeah, I do. Okay, I will say this much. Like, I'll feel bad when Hannah goes, but at the same time, I don't think she deserves to win. She hasn't done anything. Like, maybe she'll change it, but I don't think she will. Ken, I like him, but I just don't see him pulling through. He wasn't as dominant as we thought he would be towards the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he's not really doing anything anymore either, so.
Yeah. He had all his moves early on, and we see that he's made friends with everyone. Nobody dislikes Ken, or at least nobody who's left on there. But, you know, this has been a season with a bunch of game players. Who's going to vote for him in the end? So, that's why I'm saying it's either going to be Adam or David.
See, that's what he needs to take Hannah and Brett with him to the end. Then he'll win.
He could, and you know, he could make an easy case for taking Hannah. They've been buddies since they met. Yeah. Brett, oof, that's a little bit harder to defend. But then again, I think he just has enough votes that he doesn't really need to defend it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, we're done this week. We're going to probably... When do you get back from Maryland? Merland.
Well, I'll Friday, but I'll... I land at 11:03 p.m. So
okay, so we will probably record Saturday. That's the 17th. Oh, that's frustrating. Yeah, we'll probably record Saturday then because you're going to be on vacation, and we don't want to do the last episode without you.
Oh, I wish it was vacation. I'm going to work training.
Oh,
but yeah, but it's all paid. So
that's basically a vacation then. Whatever.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah, you have to do some work, but it's like you get the entire rest of the week to yourself, or however long it's there. All right, well, in that case, sorry, I don't know why I spaced out there. I was like, huh? In that case, we will see you guys next week a little bit later. We'll make it work. Don't worry about it, guys. It's all good. Stay frosty. I don't know. We're three seasons in, and I can't figure out how to end this thing. Yeah, it's all good. Who cares? We're amateurs.
Of the Living Poop.